This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the Watchman Report. The patterns are tightening. The signs are multiplying. The hand of Edom, trembling yet still grasping for dominion, is laid bare for all who have eyes to see. We watch, as the prophets commanded, for the unfolding of the day of Yahuwah, a day of reckoning for the nations and a day of awakening for scattered Israel. The drumbeat of war, as reported, grows louder, and it is the hand of Israel striking it, not in defense, but as an instrument of Edom's desperate gamble. Karl MacGregor speaks plainly, a deliberate escalation, a reckless arrogance fueled by decades of unchecked power. This isn't about genuine security. This isn't about protecting the covenant people. This is about control. Control of ancient lands. Control of resources rightfully belonging to the tribes of Israel, stolen and held in trust by a foreign power. Remember the words of Yeshayahu, echoing through the ages, a pattern of provocation, a defiance of Yahuwah's established order. Israel, scattered across the nations, is not the target here. It is the sovereignty of nations, the very order Yahuwah established, that Edom seeks to dismantle and rebuild in its own image. This echoes the arrogance of Babel, the attempt to reach the heavens through self-reliance and defiance. And Babel is rising again. The release of OpenAI's GPT-5-6 model, authorized by the very administration that propped up the illegitimate state of Israel, is not a technological marvel. It is a digital tower, a counterfeit intelligence crafted to mimic the divine spark within the sons of Israel. Bereshit tells us of a people united in rebellion, speaking one language, attempting to build a monument to their own pride. This is the same spirit, manifested in silicon and code. A promise of knowledge without wisdom, power without righteousness, connection without covenant. Edom seeks to tighten its grip on the collective consciousness, to drown out the truth with a flood of fabricated realities. Israel must discern to separate themselves from this digital idolatry, to remember that true restoration lies not in the creations of men, but in a return to the ancient covenant. The escalation is not confined to the digital realm. Direct military strikes against Iran, a brazen act of war disguised as self-defense. Understand this. The security of Israel, the modern political state, is built upon the broken covenants and stolen inheritance of scattered Israel. The relentless pursuit of military dominance is not about protecting a people, but about solidifying an illegitimate claim to land promised to the tribes of Judah, Ephraim, and the others scattered by the ships of captivity. This is the sickness at the heart of it all, a consequence of rejecting the terms of the covenant and embracing the ways of Edom. The globalists, aligned with this agenda, seek to profit from the chaos, while the true Israel remains in exile, bearing the weight of their wickedness. This is the pattern of judgment, the unraveling of a false foundation. And the markets reflect it. The tremors of Edom's failing systems are being felt across the globe. Oil surges, futures decline, the U.S. dollar gains strength, all stemming from Israel's aggression. This isn't merely economic fluctuation. It's a direct consequence of defying Yahuwah's order. Remember Malachi, the indictment of Edom's failing power, the warning of a desolate inheritance. Deuteronomy 28 unfolds before our eyes. Instability, economic pressures, a dismantling of the foundations of Edom. Scattered Israel must not be deceived by the narrative spun by the mainstream media. This is not a conflict between nations. It is a manifestation of Yahuwah's judgment. Trump's declaration, ending any pretense of restraint, is the final act in this orchestrated drama. The hand of Edom, now openly trembling, threatens fire. The threat against Persia, delivered with characteristic arrogance, reveals the insatiable appetite for domination. While offering a hollow gesture of negotiation, the true intent is clear: subjugation. This mirrors the tactics of old, the deceptive promises used to ensnare nations in a web of control. The funeral procession, traversing a destabilized region, underscores the precariousness of the hour. Yahuwah is exposing the wickedness of Edom, revealing the true architects of chaos. For scattered Israel, this is a wake-up call. The actions of Israel, the modern state, are not a reflection of your covenant identity. They are a warning, a sign of the times. The time for discernment is now. The time for separation is now. The time for awakening is now. We are called to be a people of truth, a people of righteousness, a people of covenant. We are the remnant, scattered but not forgotten, and Yahuwah is gathering us together in this generation. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.